Well, the first time I saw Vince was in the spring of 96. We were conducting spring practices at Santa Lucis High School, and Vince's older brother, David, who was on the team, used to tell me about his brother and how big he is and how fast he is. And one day during practice, Vince's dad, David, came walking up with Vince, and I noticed Vince walking with his dad, and I looked at him and I was like, man, who is that kid? And so everything that his older brother said about Vince, his size and everything, it was definitely obvious that his brother wasn't lying or exaggerating.
He is swallowed up. Vincent Wilfork right up the gut. Submarined underneath.
The one thing that separates Vince from all the other big guys is just his tremendous agility. People were just amazed to see how fast and how quick he was. They thought he would lumber around. He had that tenacity. I mean, Vince was vicious. He just had that passion. He had that aggression. I mean, he could stay out there on the field and hit all day long.
Beats him up. Vincent Wilfork just manhandled him, laid the wood to him.
Everybody loved Vince on the squad. They all knew Vince was very humble. Vince never went around tooting his horn about how great he was. You know, it was a total opposite. The way I think I've influenced Vince is that a lot of people are there when everything is going well in their lives. I've always been there for the good times for Vince as well as the bad times, and I will always continue to do that.
Gonna be hit, gonna be sacked. Driven back. He is swallowed up by Vincent Wilfork.
He's never played for a paycheck. He's never played for the limelight. He just loves playing football. You know, playing in the NFL has always been, you know, Vince's dreams. And there's not a lot of people who have a chance to, you know, really live their dreams. And he's living his dream out right now.
That was Vince Wilfork's path to the NFL.